Okay, so let's see. Where is my orders?
Vic Fisher is pulling up an Amazon receipt on his phone. He's recently placed an order for product that'll be sold at his Unalaska store, Redfish Electronics.
So I ordered something for $976.88.
This is a pretty standard purchase for Fisher, who buys inventory on Amazon regularly. But at the bottom of his receipt, he notes a relatively new line item.
Got a sales tax collected at $29.32.
The charge started popping up on Fisher's receipts in January, and he says he was taken aback. Alaska doesn't collect a state sales tax, and online purchases have long been exempt from the local 3% sales tax adopted in 1988.
It's like, what's this? But I needed the product. So I just pushed the button, said order. And then, of course, I heard that the city is considering whether or not or how to collect this sales tax.
Fisher's experience is a pretty common one in the aftermath of South Dakota v. Wayfair, a case that was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court last year. The court ruled that states can compel out-of-state sellers to collect their sales tax, overturning the previous requirement that businesses have a physical presence in a state before they're subject to its tax regulations. All across the country, that decision has left shoppers, as well as state and local governments, grappling with new tax implications.
We're just feeling this out. It's all a brand new thing, and it literally, I went back and looked at my
Amazon. Thomas E. Thomas is Unalaska's city manager, and he says Amazon is the only online retailer to comply with the court ruling and start charging the local tax. He says the move sneaked up on city officials just as much as consumers, because so far, the state hasn't compelled out-of-state businesses to collect sales tax.
Amazon started doing this on their own. We were looking at doing a study on this that could potentially take a year's time. So Amazon doing this sort of push some things ahead for us in our thinking.
Thomas is referring to an ongoing study led by the Alaska Municipal League. Its goal is to analyze the varied tax policies already in place in cities across Alaska and determine how they might form a single state-level administration. By forming one authority, cities could compel out-of-state retailers to collect an online sales tax in whatever amount they all agreed, and then distribute that money back to local governments. Before any consensus was reached, though, Amazon beat everyone to the punch by collecting individual cities' taxes. 3% in Unalaska, 5% in Juneau, 7% in Wrangell. Amazon did not respond to KUCB's request for comment, but Thomas acknowledged that for now at least, online sales tax is something Unalaskans should expect.
Presently, right now, and as we go through it, I don't know, things may change, but right now, this is where it is.
You know, this tax has been on the books. In that way, it's not a new tax. It's that they're acting on the existing tax, but
right.
I think for, you know, obviously a lot of people here who are just living their daily lives, it feels in all practical ways like a new tax.
Correct.
I guess, what do we have to say to folks here who might be upset?
I can only tell them this is an action taken by Amazon. We're navigating, figuring out how we're going to approach dealing with it. Be patient, and we're coming up with a strategy to address the issue.
Could the city ask Amazon to stop?
The council, we're working with the city attorney to present some options to the council. I don't want to make any definitive on it, but we are working on presenting some options to council on the issue.
Last month, the Unalaska City Council voted 5-1 to require that online retailers collect and remit the local tax as long as their Alaska sales add up to at least 200 transactions a year and generate $100,000 in gross revenue. That's language taken from the Supreme Court decision, and it should include a number of large online companies. The city is expecting Amazon to send its first batch of local sales tax revenue by April 30th, in keeping with the quarterly filing requirement. But Thomas says it's unclear still how much the city is going to get.
I know in this community people shop a lot of Amazon, not just residents, non-residents as well. This place is nearly double the population now with all our fisheries and a season, and it'll be interesting to see how this, what kind of revenue we're talking about here.
How Unalaska will use that revenue is also undecided. Thomas says it's something councilors still have to discuss. Business owner Vic Fisher says he'd prefer the money to support local schools or companies in some way. The change may actually benefit local businesses by taking away Amazon's advantage as a sales tax-free retailer. But personally, Fisher says he wishes it wasn't happening.
As a consumer, just a regular old consumer, it was nice to be able to just order and know what the price was without any estimated sales tax. It's frankly, it's a kind of a unfortunate feeling.